Proclamation number 3693 of 21st of February, 1946. Circle of Light of the Divine Son of Grace. And if my Son of Grace is to illuminate you, you must follow the shine of light which again and again shines into the darkness. Seek the exit of the light. Approach the source where I am active as the eternal light myself, where the light constantly flows forth in all abundance, where the sun of the spirit shines and sends its rays out into the darkness. Seek to enter the circle of light of its emanation and let yourselves be warmed up, let yourselves glow through until you yourselves have become bearers of light. Until you have been illuminated into the furthest corner of your heart and all darkness has been banished from it. My love is constantly ready to bring you light, to change the night of the spirit into brightest day, and thus I constantly let my Sun of Grace shine, and everyone can let its beneficent strength take effect on him if only he wants it. But you yourselves must desire the light. You must seek it, pursue its glow, because only your will also let you feel the benefit of the rays, because you must not flee the rays but expose yourselves to them in order to feel their strength. Only then will you live, whereas before you were dead in spirit. Only then will you be able to be active for your spiritual well-being, for life in eternity. Whereas before you are condemned to inactivity in darkness and earthly time passes by uselessly, i.e., without advantage for the soul and its life in eternity. For it enters the kingdom of the beyond dead in spirit, it remains in the same darkness as on earth, since it ignored my Son of Grace and thus could not be awakened to life either. Every person is granted the right to walk in the light on earth, but if he prefers darkness I will not force him to step into the light, yet his remorse will be unspeakably painful one day when the soul realizes which gift of grace it has disregarded, in which abundance of light and strength it could have stood if it had used its will correctly. To flee from the light is a sin against the spirit. For the light emanates from the Eternal Father Spirit, it is the emanation of myself which I want to give to all my children on earth and therefore kindle a little light everywhere, let my Sun of Grace shine everywhere in order to entice them to enter their circle of light. I offer them the most delicious in my love, I seek to change the darkness of their souls into brightest light. Yet they do not recognize the Father's love and reject it. They harm themselves and also commit a sin against me if they reject my gift of love. The light which is offered to them from the heavens, the sun which lets my love shine in order to make my children on earth happy. But anyone who prefers darkness will have to live in it for eternities until he is granted the grace again he spurned. For his will must also become active in the beyond if a glimmer of light shines for him, but this will be far more difficult for him than on earth. As long as the light is not desired it cannot take effect on the soul, and the night of the spirit will not leave it. For if my love is disregarded the soul will have to live in want, and it will experience the darkness as torment from which it cannot escape of its own strength. Amen.